Exercises 11 and 12. When I lived for a couple of years in Africa, people would point to this plant or that one and tell me, "You could eat this." It happened often enough that I finally asked someone why it was so important for me to know what plants I could eat. He explained that during the recent ended civil war, the people had been driven from their city homes into the jungle. They were starving because no one knew what was edible and what was deadly. Their ancestors had carried this knowledge with them, but these city dwellers had stopped passing it on to their children, and the knowledge had died. So the former urbanites, now living in the bush, cooked various plants and fed them to their chickens to see if the chickens would cluck or croak. And gradually, they rebuilt their knowledge base. "We have decided," my friend told me, "that we must never again forget what we can eat, so that's why we tell one another what is edible." Their traditions had meant survival to the society. Clearly, though, traditional information has to be reliable. Thus, in societies that depend on their traditions, knowledge is passed down only by people qualified to do so, and unregulated production of new information is not encouraged. There is an emphasis within traditional societies on memorizing the information that exists rather than using existing information to create new knowledge. The development of new knowledge in such cultures is a deliberate and slow process performed with care and authorized only by experts in the existing tradition. Otherwise, the next plant you eat could well be your last.